Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Jonathan Griffith, Managing Director of Capital One Center.
And we are talking about, of course, you know, he mentioned Capital One Center. It's the new mixed-use development that's in Tysons, Virginia, and more specifically, Capital One Hall, which is going to be an awesome venue there. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, I appreciate it. Yeah, we're really excited about Capital One Hall. I think this is really going to be a game-changing cultural venue and performing arts center for not only Tysons, but really all of Fairfax County and the DMV region.
So tell me about Capital One Hall. I mean, there's a million different music venues in the area. Sadly, some closed during COVID, others survived, but this is going to be a whole new great thing. There's nothing like this in Virginia.
Well, we created Capital One Hall to be a really multifunctional venue. There's several theaters that make up Capital One Hall proper, as well as other meeting and event spaces. First and foremost, for Capital One's own use to host business meetings and large format events during the day. But when Capital One's not using the venue, each of these venues will be rentable to the public. We might bring in promoted shows or different types of programming within the space. So really the major components of Capital One Hall are a nearly 1,600 seat main theater, a 225 seat black box theater, and then uniquely, I think, on the perch, which is a rooftop sky park, is another outdoor amphitheater space that will seat around about 300 folks as well.
Wow. So you got a 1,600 seat performance hall that'll be, you know, Broadway, concerts, comedy shows, everything like that. Then you'll have the vault, which is a little black box theater, 225 seats, and then the perch on the rooftop. What's going to be up on the perch? Like, you got mini golf? Is that right?
That is. I think what's unique about the perch, one, is it is a Fairfax County public park, at least a component of that space. So there's a great lawn, a small dog park, a sculpture garden. What I'm most excited about, though, is Star Hill Beer Garden. So Star Hill's a local Virginia-based microbrewery. Later this summer, hopefully the end of July, they're going to be opening a beer garden. And adjoining the beer garden is this amphitheater and stage. The stage will have a full LED video wall, sound, and lights. But then, like you mentioned, also later this fall, we're hoping to open on the perch a retro-themed food truck area where we're actually having converted an old double-decker tour bus from London, an old Greyhound bus, an Airstream trailer converted into food kiosks. And they'll surround a picnic area. Behind that, though, will be an 18-hole miniature golf course that we're calling Perch Putt.
That's going to be so much fun. So you can go to one of those, you know, outfitted train cars and then go play some putt-putt. That's great. All right. Let's talk about some of the concerts you have coming up because, I mean, Virginia, I guess Virginia's had – Well, I guess you got Eagle Bank Arena, you got Wolf Trap, you got, Jiffy Lube, if you want to go down around the Beltway more. But, like, there's been nothing really like this in Tysons, man. Like, this is going to be a whole new great thing. So talk about who do we got coming up? I guess the first announcement was Clint Black. That is a huge name from country.
It is, yeah. We're super excited. And you're right. This venue will really stand on its own and I think be a nice complement to some of the other venues such as Wolf Trap, Jiffy Lube Live, et cetera, within the Northern Virginia area. But we're super excited in February to welcome Clint Black. That was our first concert announcement made last week. Tickets go on sale later this week. Also, just this morning, we were excited to announce the rock band Kansas. If we remember Kansas from the 70s and 80s, I certainly do. And two comedic acts, John Crist and Taylor Tomlinson. Those will all be held at Capital One Hall, those events in the fall and winter of this year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a huge Clint Black fan. Him and Garth came on the scene at the same year. And then, of course, man. Everybody knows Kansas, man.
Exactly.
Carry on, Wayward Son, Dust in the Wind, Point of No Return. Come on.
Absolutely. And I think what's exciting about Clint Black's show as well is he's going to be joined with his wife, Lisa Hartman Black. So it's going to be the duo on stage. It's going to have to be a very exciting show.
Oh, yeah. Fans will remember they did, you know, a bunch of songs together like When I Said I Do. They had some good husband-wife duets there.
Absolutely.
All right. So what are the actual specific dates so our listeners can mark their calendars for these four shows?
Yeah. So I think the first of the four will be John Crist. That will be on October the 10th of this year, followed on November the 13th will be Taylor Tomlinson. Again, both part of what will be a larger comedic series, but those are the first two shows we're able to announce in that series. Kansas will be on December 19th. And then Clint Black and his wife, Lisa Hartman Black, again, will be on Saturday, February the 5th.
Great. And for Clint Black, I know at least tickets go on sale Friday, June 11th. So coming up this week, that's why we're going to run this piece this week, folks. So you get your tickets this Friday. All right, cool. Where exactly is it located? You know, a lot of our listeners are familiar with Tyson's Corner, obviously, but I guess they just call it Tyson's now. But where exactly is it located? Like, how can we, do we take the Metro? Is there a parking garage? You know, where is it located?
All of the above. So I think one of the great things about the venue is we are located right at the doorstep of the McLean Metro Station on the Silver Line. It's just a few hundred steps away from the front door of Capital One Hall. If you're familiar with our iconic office tower that was opened in 2018, the property is located right at the intersection of several major roadways, 495, the Dulles Toll Road, and Route 123.
Gotcha. And what day does the Capital One Hall actually open?
Yeah, so Capital One Hall will open to the public on October the 2nd. That's a Saturday. We have an incredible concert planned for that night that we're not quite able to announce, but there'll be a lot of dynamic programming to quickly follow that October the 2nd opening.
So basically what you're telling me is there's a lot more shows in addition to those four that you can't announce yet, but there will be a big one to open it all up on October 2nd.
There will be, and we'll be able to announce that in just a few weeks. So really looking forward to that. Certainly everyone should stay tuned. It's going to be a real, an incredible act.
Cool. Awesome. Anything else we need to know before we hop off here? I mean, trying to think what else we haven't covered.
I mean, I think that, again, the Perch opening later this July will also be a great venue for events, for activities, for the whole family, really. When we think about the miniature golf, the amphitheater, the beer garden, all of those elements are sure to be a big hit.
Yeah, and I guess just sort of in closing, you've touched on it a little bit, but what was the need of this venue to open up? You know, I mean, what will separate it from other venues in the area? Why get people out to Tyson's, you know?
Exactly. Well, I think first and foremost, again, Capital One has had such growth here within the Tyson's area that we needed a large format event center to host a lot of our own corporate events. Secondly, there's an incredible public-private partnership with Fairfax County that allows local arts groups within the county to rent and perform within the venue at significantly reduced costs that they otherwise wouldn't have, you know, maybe the financial or the otherwise access to. And then third, we want to give back to the community. You know, we've been in the Tyson's area for almost 25 years now, and Tyson's is really what's made Capital One so unique. And so we see this as an opportunity to add and bring this cultural space into the community and offer it to our neighbors.
So will you be partnering with, I mean, I know Capital One Arena is downtown DC. I mean, are you going to be sharing any acts? You know what I mean? Like, will anyone come through on their tour and hit both spaces, or how does that work?
You know, I could see that happening from time to time. You know, very different types of venues, certainly, when we think about the capacity of the arena and contrast that with Capital One Hall. But I would certainly see some opportunities like that might manifest themselves down the road.
So this is a little more intimate than like a stadium show. You get a little more up close and personal view of some equally big acts here.
It is. It's a traditional style theater, orchestra level with two balconies. What the room is called in the industry is tight. That doesn't mean that the seats are tight. That just means that it's a very close house, that really there's no bad seat in the venue. You can be in the back row and almost feel like you're on stage with the entertainers.
Great. Now, is there going to be is there general admission standing room pit in the middle, or is it mostly all just seated?
It's all structured seats in the main theater. The Black Box Theater, however, is somewhat of a blank slate. There are seats, but it can be configured in a number of different ways depending on the show, the act, the entertainer.
Right, right. Well, it sounds like you got options depending on what kind of show you want to put on. So that's great. Awesome. Well, thanks for hopping up on here with me. I know this is it's sort of all sort of still in the works, so we appreciate getting an early look at it, and we look forward to the opening in October. And actually, before that, you know, all the other great shows you're going to announce, I'm sure you're going to tease us out all summer. You son of
Absolutely. And to stay up to date on the most current announcements, our website, www.CapitalOneHall.com, has all of the updated event information, as well as a link where you can register for our newsletter. We're also on social media on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So all those are great channels to follow and keep up to date with these exciting announcements.
Sounds good. We appreciate you doing this. We'll get a story up today announcing what we know so far. And then, you know, we'll keep following up throughout the summer when you announce more shows. And
We'd love to keep in touch. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure, man. Appreciate it. Capital One Hall, everybody, coming to Tyson's this October. But get your tickets to Clint Black this Friday at 10 a.m. Hey, thanks, man.
Thanks, Jason. Take care.